Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for leaving it on right here or tuning in every morning about this time, if it's convenient for you, and we say thank you. University of Illinois Farm Policy News website says the price of corn recently hit a three-year low. Supplies from Brazil and the U.S. surged while demand has stagnated because of the high prices. Corn has traded around $4.50 a bushel recently after reaching more than $8 a bushel in May last year. The drop in corn prices was coming after American farmers planted more corn last year in response to the higher prices. The Financial Times says Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent prices sharply higher last year, as did drought in parts of South America. But in response to the rising prices, corn demand fell for the first time in 10 years, contracting roughly 3% between 2022 and 2023. The extra corn acres in the U.S. didn't help. A government forecast showed an additional 6 million acres got planted in the Corn Belt, yields higher than anticipated. The future of a massive new biofuels market hangs on Treasury Department guidance for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits. It's a potential 36 billion gallon market, but it won't happen unless the Treasury Department makes it possible. Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper.
We are waiting for Treasury to come out with that guidance that will explain to the industry how eligibility will be determined for these tax credits. We have been pushing very hard to ensure that the most current methodology, the best information, best science is used for those eligibility determinations.
Specifically, Cooper points to a holistic life cycle approach to measuring carbon emissions at all stages of ethanol production.
Using the Department of Energy's GREET model for determining eligibility, and we're expecting guidance from Treasury. I'm hearing most recently we could see it by the end of the year.
Guidance that could determine if the biofuels industry gets the tax credits needed to make expensive SAF more attractive to the airlines and boost investment in the fuel.
We're looking for methodologies that will deem eligible the largest volume of feedstocks and biofuels. If instead we end up with guidance that really only allows waste-derived SAF to qualify for the tax credit, it's really going to have a chilling impact on investment in SAF.
The ethanol industry was encouraged by the recent first-ever transatlantic flight by Virgin Air using 100% sustainable aviation fuel. The airline claims it reduced carbon emissions by 70% over conventional oil-based jet fuel. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's see how markets are responding to day trade. That's coming right up on Inside Agriculture.